This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. With Christmas and Hanukkah now in the rearview, retailers are tallying up just how well or how poorly the season went. And if you listen closely, you can probably hear their collective sighs of relief. Numbers are just starting to come in, but it looks like holiday shoppers were feeling pretty spendy. According to MasterCard Spending Plus, holiday sales were up nearly 5% this year over last. To get a little insight into our holiday buying, we called up Ellen Davis. She's the Senior Vice President of Research at the National Retail Federation. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So how does this holiday season look for retailers?
We are still waiting for final numbers and won't really know until the middle of January, but it looks so far as if the holiday season was really tremendous for the retail industry. November sales, which is half of the picture, were up 6%, which means we certainly started off with a bang, and everything in December looked good as well. We had great weather. We had a really nice mix of promotions and deals to get customers into stores and on websites. And it seemed like the consumer was out and ready to spend.
Why? Why was the consumer ready to spend?
All year, the economy has been strong. The unemployment rate is low. Wages are growing. The housing market is steady. The stock market is certainly going gangbusters. Many people feel like they're in a good financial situation. What was interesting the first half of this year is that we knew the customer had the capacity to spend, but they weren't really showing dramatic interest in shopping. This holiday season, though, it seemed like either retailers figured out how to entice the customer or consumers were just realizing that they were in a good place financially and that it was time to go out and spend on some discretionary items.
And so what did retailers do to try to entice them?
What's interesting is that most retailers tried to look for ways to kind of pull all of the triggers on their stores and their websites to try and entice people to shop, whether that was buy online, pick up in store, whether that was check availability in a store online. The other thing that was interesting about this holiday season is that, from our perspective, I've been at NRF for over 15 years and seen a lot of holiday seasons, including, the one in 2008 when the bottom really fell out. Even though people will still celebrate the holidays, when times are tight, they'll shop in different places. We saw a lot of shopping in thrift stores, for example, when during the recession. We saw a lot of people saying that they were going to buy their kids blue jeans and school supplies, whereas, now you might buy blue jeans because your kids run out and you save a big toy for the holiday gift. So it's interesting to see how, when from our perspective, what people are buying during the holiday season gives us another frame of reference on where the consumer's mind actually is.
And so what did this holiday season look like as far as that mix of what people were buying?
This holiday season, you hear stores like Neiman Marcus saying that business is actually doing really well. Look, you can buy slippers at Walmart or Neiman Marcus. If you're buying slippers at Neiman Marcus, that might be an interesting sign of the mind of the consumer. You saw a lot of high-end appliances that seemed to be doing very well, regardless of if they had a promotion. Certainly some more expensive toys were on the radar for a lot of families this year. And that points to us as if families were feeling a little bit better about their financial situation, had saved up to buy holiday gifts, and were going to make it a pretty special day for people.
And going with the things nobody needs but people want, the fun of the holidays.
Sure. During the recession, we saw a lot of denim purchases. We saw cold winter apparel that would be a necessity, warm boots, warm gloves. We saw a lot of sales of crock pots. You still see some of that, but you see, the $100 Instapot. You don't see the $9.99 crock pot that you just turn on and off.
Right.
There are real differences in how people choose to shop based on how they're feeling financially. Some of that is conscious, but quite frankly, some of that just might be completely in their subconscious, but part of the element when they go shopping.
Ellen Davis is Senior Vice President of Research at the National Retail Federation. Thanks so much.
Thank you.